Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I began a few days ago, entitled Faith Worketh by Love. And we want to look a little bit at how faith works by His love. And I believe we will get a revelation of what it means to be used of the Lord to work in His vineyard, in His harvest field, if we will understand and be able to focus on Him. Beloved, this, you know, I shared on yesterday's broadcast that God is looking at our attitude and motivation. And you know, so often we say, well, oh yes, I want to be used of God. I want to see souls saved. But God is looking at, He knows us better than we know ourselves, actually. And many times we do spiritual things. We might, you know, witness or do some kind of service because it makes us feel better. It provides some kind of personal fulfillment, a need to be needed. It will make us perhaps feel we're being successful in ministry. Oh, well, I brought three people to the Lord this week or whatever. And there are, if we really search deep down in our heart, as the Holy Spirit does, there may be all kinds of different motivations and attitudes that are there outside of the pure love of God. And I, beloved, if you'll hear what I'm saying, faith to do the greater works that Jesus said we would do, if we will so be consumed, not by personal agendas as we would seek to minister, quote, in the name of the Lord, but if we will be so in love with Jesus, so focused on Him, and so have His heart as we reach out to others, beloved, there's going to be an anointing, there is going to be a power, there is going to be a demonstration of, with signs and wonders following. This is the key if we can truly learn to operate out of His love, not trying to make a name for ourselves, not trying to publicize how greatly we're used of God. Beloved, that was a problem the Pharisees had. That's why Jesus said, do as they say, but don't do as they do. Beloved, there may be a lot of spiritual Pharisees walking around today. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to go off on that. But I want us to so take it to heart that we must be motivated by the pure agape love of God, not to be seen. John the Baptist had it down. He said, He must decrease and I must decrease. Amen. Beloved, our human nature is both a drawback and a blessing in our relation and comprehension of God. There's a fancy word I'm going to use, anthropomorphism, and that by definition means an interpretation of what is not human or personal in terms of human or personal characteristics. Humanization. Now, to make this readily understandable and something we can readily identify with is animal lovers. They refer to their pets as people in many extents. You know, Fluffy doesn't know she's a cat. Murphy doesn't know he's a dog. They're part of our family. And we tend to we relate to them, we describe them in terms of human characteristics. And in a positive way, we can relate to God because we can understand God through our emotions. We understand God laughs. Psalms talks about God laughs in the heavens at the heathen. And He is grieved. He can be offended. Hosea, this is one of the most potent and touching passages of Scripture, and I found it. I find in Hosea, the 11th chapter, verses 8 and 9. Listen to God's heart. He's talking to one of the tribes of Israel. He said, "Ephraim, how can I give you up? Israel, how can I let you go? My heart is turned within me. All my compassions are kindled. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Oh, what a moving passage. But in a negative way, in terms of this anthropomorphism we're talking about, we cannot relate to God on the level of our capabilities. He is we are finite, and He is infinite. And also in the realm of our experience, like in relationships, we cannot relate to God because He is infinite in power, in wisdom, in knowledge, in capacity. Today, beloved, we have such a multiplicity of choices. My goodness, to go to choose a loaf of bread, it used to be, do you want wheat or white? Now there are so many different varieties. Choosing a garage door, choosing a coffee pot, and also in terms of our time and energies, our power, our resources, there's so many choices we need to make. And so, beloved, we have to be focused. We have to have priorities. We have to have goals, and we have to have right perspective. And I believe we haven't gotten it yet, but I believe the Holy Spirit is bringing us into a place of this simple truth that if we can experience His love on a new level, it will activate the supernatural. Faith worketh by love, and not only the love that we have in our heart that reaches out to others, but experiencing God's love ministered to us. You know, we say that there's the old thesis that faith is opposed to feeling. We walk by faith and not by sight, which is absolutely true. We believe God. We understand and trust His word regardless of what our natural senses tell us. But we've confused emotions with sight. And I've had this revelation. We have to get into the realm of feeling, beloved. We need to get into the realm of the heart and of the soul. And I would say to you, and I would suggest to you, that many times our faith has failed because it has been just mental assent, mental agreement. Logical assent, logical agreement. Beloved, we have to involve the whole man. This is, you know, the slogan of this ministry from its inception in 1965. The Lord gave Brother Glass this slogan, the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. Beloved, the whole man has to be involved. Beloved, God is totally involved with you. Faith worketh by love. Not only the love of God, the agape love within our heart that reaches out to that stranger that we encounter passing on the street or in the checkout line or in a business transaction, or perhaps even on the phone. Sometimes there's been a reason I've had to call, it's been a business call, and somehow it just happens to evolve where I can just share a scripture or share some brief ministry, even though it's a business transaction. It's because I sense there's an opportunity. And beloved, we need to be that sensitive. But also, beloved, we need to experience God's love in our lives in such a great measure that all the different, the invalid motivation we have to feel important, to feel successful, none of that, it'll be swallowed up in the love of God for us, where we don't have to prove anything to God. We don't have to prove anything to ourselves. We don't have to prove anything to anybody else. We are loved and accepted by God Himself. And you know what? That's basically all I have to share in terms of the message, but I want to devote the rest of this time to prayer, to ministry to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come on behalf of every listening heart, every searching heart, every yearning heart who needs, Father, your touch to be able to have their faith increased, to be able to operate in the realm that we've been sharing, Lord, to see signs and wonders, the miracles of God. Lord, faith for those kinds of signs and wonders are going to operate by love. And Lord, that's an experience of your love within our heart to reach out to the most unlovable kinds of people, those that society has rejected. Lord, give us your love to be able to reach out, not just to the rich and to the successful and to those that are desired, but to the most unlovely. Lord, give us that kind of love. But then, Lord, I'm also praying that you will minister to us your love to heal those areas in our soul where we have felt we've had to compromise, or we've had to put on a show, or we've had so many needs that we just have to do things to make us feel successful, to feel good about ourselves. Father, let your healing love flow right now into their very spirits, into their soul, healing memories, healing negative things that have occurred, the wounds the enemy has imposed. Father, I thank you for the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to flow through them, body, soul, and spirit, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. My beloved, I am your God, and I love you with a love that surpasses all comprehension. And I ask right now that you would open your heart to me, that I might fill you with my love, that you would know that I would go to all those places, those wounded places in your soul, and allow my healing virtue to flow into those areas, that you may be totally set free and delivered from all the pain and hurts and bondages of the past. Hear me, my beloved. This is my desire for you. Receive, says your God. Praise the Lord. Oh, I sense a powerful anointing right now. God is just ministering to you, beloved. Just open your heart to receive. Father, I thank you now. I sense the holy presence of God reaching out to you. Oh, beloved, how precious is our God. Well, on such a sacred and holy moment, I must bring this broadcast to a close. My time's come to an end. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.